Mike Johnson elected Speaker of the House after GOP dissenters changed their votes. By Hannah Knudsen on January 3, 2025. Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, officially won the Speaker's gavel after a few initial holdouts, receiving 218 votes, enough to secure the position. Reps. Thomas Massey, RKY, followed through with his pledge to vote against Johnson, casting a vote for Representative Tom Emmer, RMN. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, initially did not vote for Johnson either, instead choosing Representative Jim Jordan, RO. Republican Representative Keith Self, RTX, voted for Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, for Speaker initially, but ultimately, the latter two changed their votes, putting Johnson over the edge on the first ballot. That brought Johnson to 218 votes, securing enough support to be elected Speaker once again. As it stands, Massey is the single GOP vote against Johnson. Prior to the vote, Johnson released a lengthy statement on social media, perceiving his uphill battle following the controversial spending bill he negotiated before Christmas on behalf of Republicans. "The American people have demanded an end to the status quo and a return to fiscal sanity. That's why the citizens of our great country gave President Trump the White House and Republican control of both chambers of Congress," he began. "If we don't follow through on our campaign promise for fiscal responsibility, we don't deserve to hold power. The national debt is a grave threat to America's economic and national security, and no issue exemplifies the Congress' failures more," he continued, highlighting the opportunity to make meaningful spending reforms to eliminate trillions in waste, fraud, and abuse, and end the weaponization of government over the next 2 years. He committed to three actions in addition to advancing President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. 1. Create a working group comprised of independent experts, not corrupted by lobbyists and special interests, to work with DOGE and our committees on implementing recommended government and spending reforms to protect the American taxpayer. 2. Task that working group with reviewing existing audits of federal agencies and entities created by Congress, and issuing a report to my office for public release. 3. Request House committees undertake aggressive authorizations and appropriations reviews, including providing additional resources where needed, to expose irresponsible or illegal practices and hold agencies/individuals accountable that have weaponized government against the American people. Follow Breitbart News' Livewire here.